It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Barack Obama and John McCain, and they're already putting together debates. We're going to have a series of debates, and here's how it's going to be. Barack Obama says after each question, he wants a one-minute response. And John McCain says after each question, he wants a five-minute nap.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You switch mics. I'm sorry, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number. 877-365-3636. It's BYOB Friday.
Birthday Friday.
We're here with Skylar from Amazing Entertainment for all your adult needs. Mm-hmm. This is a crazy show.
It sure is.
Serving Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. 703-960-7100 or 301-843-9911. Online at AmazingEntertainment.com.
They're good.
Now, during the last segment, gentlemen, we chatted with Melanie, who is no longer a candidate to
Sadly,
be a buzz
that
babe.
Is true, yes.
I give you the polar opposite. Mm-hmm. Last week on the show, we introduced you to five buzz babe candidates. Mm-hmm. I believe we all of them became buzz babes.
All of them are official buzz babes now.
And this is McKetzie from last week, who came by with a nice bottle of wine
Hello.
For my birthday.
Wow.
I give her a round of applause.
Isn't that nice?
That's the way it should be. Peter's in here taking pictures. Thank you, Peter. McKetzie, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure. Anything for the birthday boy.
Now, this is the way it should work when you have buzz babes.
That's right.
One of our star candidates is here right now, and thank you very much for coming by.
Of course. It's my pleasure.
And I think we should not even mention the fact that you referred to Skylar as a hooker.
Oh,
wow.
That was not
Is that what I missed?
You apologized profusely. I understand that. That is fine. It was just, you know she didn't mean it. You know
I
that.
Know it was a bad
Absolutely.
Face.
Funny.
I walked in and the room had the feeling like someone had just sent a honey-baked ham to the synagogue.
Let's pretend it never happened.
What's that?
Let's pretend it never happened.
Peter, is there a chance that you could bring another adult beverage in here, please?
I think there's a chance.
And by the way, we want to thank Kristen for stopping by today, too.
Kristen was here, too.
Yes.
And as far as Melanie is concerned, it's just no more. Now, Buzz, will there be any contact with Melanie at all?
Sadly, Mike, there will not.
There will not.
Oh, that's
the way
unfortunate.
It works. Yes, I believe that's
very sad.
Well. We're also here with Oscar and Chad, Big O and Duke. So that's the show, the midday show here in Washington, D.C.
Hola.
I'm starting to break up, Captain.
Are the Buzz Babes like on a contract to share a microphone with Buzz after they're approved?
Well,
we
have one, two, three, four,
it's
five.
The law.
I said to Skylar, because of her wonderful interaction with Melanie,
of course.
No need to perform today. Because she did a fine job.
Wow. That's nice.
Unless, right. of course, you really wanted to, you know, perform for either Chad or Oscar.
I would love her to, but I won't have a place to go. Oh, there you go.
Oscar raising his hand.
Okay.
Now, is that all right?
How very polite.
Now, McKetzie, for your comfort zone, you can either stay for this show or you can leave. It's totally up to you.
Or join in.
She's going to stay.
That's
or
a buzz
join
babe
in.
For you.
Wow. Or join
nice.
In.
It could happen.
My God. My God. So would you? I said you wouldn't have to perform, but then I just got...
It is your birthday, though.
So it's my birthday. Is there a chance we get a little show for Oscar over
of
there?
Of course.
To right, honor Mike good. O'Mara?
All right, yes. Can we get some music on there, Rob?
May I say gracias.
De nada. Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Rob, I'm going to go back to the other microphone.
Okay, very good.
All right.
There we are.
Well, here we go.
I'll move back a little bit.
Happy birthday, right. Oscar.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
All right. McKetzie, have you ever seen a show like this?
I've never been lucky enough to.
Never been lucky. All right. Wow. Now, this is usually on birthdays. This is what, Rob, I know you're doing a good job with the microphones.
Wow.
They all sound a little weird today, don't they?
Well, it happens when you have 40 microphones open in a room.
We have 40 microphones on simultaneously here.
Would you like me to stand up, get up? What?
I don't think he can stand up.
Oh, my God, McKetzie. Very evil.
Skylar, I must ask, how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Man,
Gee.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's fantastic.
Nothing sound, wrong with that.
You sound like a 50-year-old guy. Hey, I'm almost a 50-year-old guy.
Hey.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing I just realized I said that. That's how young I feel right now. Hey, you sound like a 50-year-old. And then I suddenly paused and felt very sad.
Mike, you have 367 days until
now,
you are 50.
I should point out that that Skylar is now leaning over Oscar Santana. It is my birthday nude. Of course, the reason that I generously donate the birthday nude to other people in the room is because I will be able to enjoy a nice quiet evening with my girlfriend this evening.
Ever so quiet.
She may be listening. I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, the music is
My
playing.
God, if she's listening, the kids are listening. No!
No!
Turn the radio down! All right, now the top has come off.
Yes, it has.
And there's a lovely belly ring there.
Wow.
Wow.
Those are big
boobs. We got a wow out of McKetzie here.
Thank you, Chadwick.
You see them things, Mike?
Yes, they have them, huh?
See them things?
Boy, in my day, you had to walk 40 miles for them things.
See knockers like that?
You did, my
wow,
goodness.
Wow.
And now she seems to be putting out a fire on Oscar's face.
You motorboating son of a bitch, you old sailor, you.
That's a great way to, like, keep it FCC friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You crazy old salt. You
wow.
crazy old salt,
Mike,
you.
Mike, what's
thank
going
you
on
so
there?
Much.
And now it appears that she is facing us.
Yes.
Oscar has seemed to become very quiet. Oscar, how you doing over there?
I feel amazing. Thank you so much.
You feel amazing. Whoa. Amazing. That's
oh,
wonderful.
My goodness.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. The poor boy will suffocate.
Mackenzie, do you have any comment to offer? You seem like you want to say something.
He's turning about as red as a thong.
Thank you so much.
And he's a Latin, so wow. That's amazing, isn't it?
Wow. You know, yes.
How about that? Didn't I sound 60 there? He's a Latin.
Yeah.
He's one of them Latins right
one
now.
One of those Latinos.
Now, as a buzz babe, Mackenzie was comfortable with this. Can you think of any of the official buzz babes who would have been uncomfortable with this? I can't. I think they're all okay with
no,
it.
No, I think
somebody get his heart rate
monitor.
Remember,
if you remember, we were feeling each other's boobs last
exactly.
week.
Exactly.
So I think this
exactly.
would be
is that legal?
Yeah.
Is that going to make light
oh,
of
yeah,
air?
Yeah,
that's
all
fine.
Right.
Sure.
Thank you.
A
nice
yeah.
round of applause
yeah.
for Skylar.
Oh,
thank
I get
you.
To feel her boobs.
Thank you, Skylar.
Okay.
All right, watch out.
I get to feel her boobs.
Let's not say that again.
Oh, gosh.
This is probably not.
I'm sorry. My hands were a little cold.
No, that's fine.
We just have to be careful not to repeat.
We can't repeat
those
that.
Those were nice. Yeah, they were very
okay.
soft.
Okay, we have to be careful.
Jesus.
You know, we're in that little zone right there.
You got
to. Bethann, please come to the studio. But please, if you're.
How do you do
Bethann
this?
Bethann said she's
Mike,
not coming
how
in
how do you
there.
Do this when that happens?
Skylar, put your top back on, Bethann.
May I say?
Does Mackenzie want to
built
feel
for
Bethann?
Pleasure. Are they built for pleasure? Are they built for speed or pleasure?
Pleasure, my friend. Mm-hmm.
You motorboating right. son of a bitch.
I have to ask you something, Skylar. Real or not real?
Real.
100%.
Wow. I could have told you that.
I thought so.
Mackenzie, is there a chance that I could ask you the same question?
Mine?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
All real.
Oh, my.
I'd like to applaud that as well.
And Mike?
Yes, Rob.
Yours?
They're fake.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
They are augmented.
But a great job.
Joe Ardinger, I'm just going to say it right now. I'm not even going to preview it. Joe Ardinger writes, you know what they say about, I can't say that about chicks with big. What do they say? And he lifts it up. Them some big. Thank you, Joe. Wow.
Jeez.
There he is. See? Yes, let me see. It's approximately 11 minutes after the hour 5. This would be the time that I've lost control of the broadcast today. Let's take a phone call or two, shall we?
Shall we?
Let's go to...
Do you fancy that?
Now, we're going to a tailor. Do you think this is a female tailor or a male tailor?
I think it's someone who makes clothes.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to Taylor. Taylor, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Holler.
Holla.
What's up, guys? I'm enjoying the BYOB with you.
Thank you.
I've had several Newcastles and a little bit of the cheap Potter's vodka.
Potter's vodka?
Cheap Potter's bottle. Vodka.
Hi, Terry Potter. How about a nice big glass of vodka? Won't that be special for you?
It's very special. I'm enjoying a lovely 97-degree day out here in Modesto, or I call it Methodesto. Listen
oh,
to the
that's
pool.
Wonderful.
Listen to the pool. Listen.
Oh,
right here.
You're out by the water.
Oh,
isn't that
pool.
Special?
Bastard.
That's very, very
I bet
exciting.
You $100 that's a bathtub.
No, no.
I'll
promise.
You know they don't have bathtubs in Sacramento.
That's true.
No, oh, my true. God. Do you know what I forgot to mention today?
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, I urge everybody, and I don't think you guys have seen this either, no. Oscar or Chad, go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh, my God, you're right.
We have pictures
no,
on our
wanna,
website
you
today.
You don't want to go there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do not go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
For those of you that have been following the story about Buzz
here's where it goes to
and
hell
hedonism
for me.
And swinging, you'll want to go to Buzz's pictures. We have pictures of a very young Buzz Burbank.
Oh, it's already
Buzz, are
up.
You bringing those up to show Mackenzie? You are, you unbelievable horn dog.
Well, I don't want anyone to be
I
denied.
I swear to God, you're out of your mind. You really are.
Indeed.
Buzz, these pictures are of Buzz in a toga.
And, God, oh
this
God.
Is the way the mic's going to sound.
Many
now.
Years,
sound
many like, years ago.
Give me
hedonism.
A little more.
Yeah, go ahead.
There we go. Oh, that's a little crisper. Thank
okay.
you. It's amazing. He's got a picture of he's standing up with a tan and excuse me.
What
he's in a toga. And then there is another picture. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, like I don't listen to your show. They ought to call it. They ought to call it Big O and Acid Reflux is what they ought to call that show.
Thank you very much.
Oh my God!
Are you seeing it now?
Yeah.
This is Buzz and Buzz in a hammock. Nude.
Many
Buzz.
Years ago.
Right. Oh no way!
This is me in a toga.
Oh, there's his
Look
balls.
Look at that beard.
Yeah. No, that's not true. That's
those aren't his balls.
No, they aren't.
They look like his panties.
No, you're not seeing anything.
Scroll down, that sweetheart.
That's his panties.
That's an optical illusion.
Wow. He's wearing panties.
Look at those pecs.
All right. Now, why is Taylor back on the phone? I thought we lost him. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here we go.
Hey, Mike. First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And just want to let you guys know, I was driving in Rockville a couple days ago and saw a station wagon that had proudly saying on the back window, had written, "My daughter is now a Buzz Babe. Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show has chosen her as a Buzz Babe."
Wow. How big was this back window?
Yeah, how long was it? It sounds like that was a paragraph on the back of a window.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Right. That's what they had. It was a station wagon, so it had a big back window. But, yeah, it was the world.
Proud parent of a Buzz Babe.
It's funny because you're not drinking. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, that is funny, isn't it?
It is funny.
It's a flipping panic.
You're a funny guy. Skylar, we're going to bid you adieu and say thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
nice
Skylar.
Round of applause. Skylar's from Amazing Entertainment.
Thank you
rock. Thank you. I said you didn't have to do that, but you did the nice little dance
great.
For it. You smell lovely.
Jesus.
And they're real. What is the size again, Skylar?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
32F.
Oh,
wow.
Jesus. It's a passing grade in my book.
32.
She's my favorite 32F.
And they're lovely.
Skylar, see Beth Ann on your way out. She has a little something in your envelope.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And she's sperm.
Yay. Thank you so
nice
much.
To see you, Skylar.
Don't spoil
that.
It.
What did I miss?
Now that don't worry about it.
All right.
Thank
missed,
you.
Well,
by
I'm
the
showing.
Way,
I'm missing everything
finest
here.
Finest shows on the radio.
What's going on? So if you would like to see Buzz at Hedonism when he began the story, which you really didn't quite finish, when last week, now it's either this, it's either the Hollywood hot sheet,
mm-hmm.
or we finish up with your story of Hedonism.
By my assessment, this story is going to finish quickly.
Okay.
There's not a
do
lot.
All your stories like that finish quickly?
Did that reflect the actual day?
No, it didn't. But there's really not a lot more I can or will tell.
McKenzie, I have to ask you this. Are you aware that Buzz had this past, that he had
oh,
this swinging
you know what?
Past?
I think I find it rather exciting, actually. It's very... Mm. Very daring. Wow. Very, very, very enticing.
Isn't it?
Chad, I find it very intriguing.
Chad, don't look at me like that. Chad gave me the most carnivorous look when McKenzie was talking. I return that to
yeah,
you.
I gotta, yes.
Let me, if I can translate this exchange of looks on the radio, Chad looked at me and went,
ooh.
I looked back at Chad and I went, uh-huh.
I got a big trunk in my car, Mike. That's all I'm going to say.
Gentlemen, that is the correct response to McKenzie.
So it ended up where you and two other people walking back to the...
other people, counting
my wife.
What is
it, a little cabana house that you have back there, a little hotel room on the beach?
A little dungeon?
It was their room. Their room on the beach there at Hedonism.
What are the rooms like at Hedonism, or is it like dormitory style?
No, they're small. They're very much like, at least at the time that I went, they were very much like Holiday Inn rooms.
And there are a lot of tiles so they can hose them down?
Do they even give you closet space? Because it doesn't look like you're wearing a lot.
Everything's covered in plastic.
Yeah, I think there's a closet, but really, when you go to a place like this, you don't need clothes.
Now, this is back when you got married, so did they have electric lights?
No, this was...
Oh, wow.
Hey, it's my birthday. I'm an old guy making
it's
a joke.
It's Mike's birthday.
You know, thank you very much. Yes,
I'd actually been married for a while, but the power would go out with the occasional thunderstorm.
Mm. So you're on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You decide, you make the comment, we all should go back. You should go indoors.
I believe I said that, yes, to the group, with my wife.
I have a chronology question here.
Yes.
How many days were you at Hedonism, and which day did this happen on?
I was there three times, and each time I was there for a week.
All right.
And
this particular visit.
I'm going to say middle of the week. I don't know for sure.
Okay. So not at the very beginning, not at the very end.
Right. A long time ago.
Because if it was at the very end, then it would be like, I don't know, maybe like he wanted something.
Yeah.
But there's no urgency.
Was this your honeymoon?
No. We'd been married for quite a while before this.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So this
I see
is
what you're
fun.
Saying, though. He wasn't trolling at the end of the week.
Yeah, to make sure something happened.
Yeah, it wasn't about
that. Was
that
the rap on hedonism, though, that if you went down to this joint? I mean, really, I know that that's kind of the attitude. Mm-hmm. Don't they have at hedonism... like a swinging side and a non-swinging side?
I haven't been there for a very long time.
I just said sign.
Sign.
I sounded like, seriously, every Channel 7 female anchor. Sign. That's the hand.
and Buzz.
From what I understand, it's actually gotten wilder since I visited there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever go back?
I'd like to. I don't know if I ever will.
From what I understand, it got wilder because you visited there.
That could be. I wouldn't be surprised.
Rob, would you ever go to hedonism?
What? No.
I'd go with Rob.
Sloth, gluttony.
Yeah, I would go with Chad and Oscar.
Chad, Oscar, and Rob.
The Chad,
and a PlayStation.
Why do I get you guys? What's wrong with me? What's happening? I'm having like one of those TM whatever. You
we
know?
Look a lot alike.
TIA?
I'm just picturing you and Chad. Together. I'm picturing you and Chad and eating this.
I know right now I could go on the nude beach or the clothed beach without a bathing suit and no one could tell.
Oh, my God.
Peter Griffin. Wow.
I can see you sitting out there and then, like, somebody comes in. Hi. Leave me alone.
What's your name? Get out of here.
I'm busy.
This is my friend Chad.
I'm reading a TV trivia book.
And they go to Chad. Chad, hi, how are you?
Get out of here.
He just stopped.
Does it get awkward, though, when you're meeting new people? Because you know that some people are there for certain things. Some people are there for other things.
Yes,
Drew. Drew, anybody need a refill here?
I wouldn't turn one down.
Okay, Drew, Mr. Dukes.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sling Blade.
So we're at the end of this story here, right. And we're going to put this thing to rest.
Yes.
You
put
went
to bed.
You went back indoors.
Uh-huh.
And, would you do that again, McKetsey? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ask her to take her shirt off.
No, this is a bus babe. They're not required. Why? They're not professionals like that.
We don't ask that.
Well, the stripper wasn't required either.
I'm telling you, you give her one more daiquiri and it's on.
It's your choice, really.
No, I mean, I didn't wear a bra just so, you know. I figured that would be enough, so I'm going to keep it at that.
I love you too.
I didn't notice
Everyone loves McKetsey and all the bus
babes. There's nothing there.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Lordy.
Never have I seen so much nothing.
This is the best birthday I've ever had.
I'm glad to hear that.
It just
Mike,
became the best birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
I'd like to say hi to McKetsey's mom, too, who I met last week. I swear to God I did.
A lovely woman.
No, McKetsey? I didn't mean it that way. I swear to God, it wasn't one of those deals.
Maybe.
No.
A new wrinkle?
She was at the front page last week and came up and I said hello. And you know, and I
you
think really.
A drink?
I really, at that stage of the evening, I think the conversation probably went something like, I really think they're all fantastic girls, and I don't think there's anything you have to worry about at all.
I think it's going to be nice meeting you.
All right, we have a gay question for you, Buzz. Are you ready?
Oh, dear. Well,
excuse me, McKetsey. That was very rude.
Fine.
We'll find out.
Ryan, you're on the air on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, on the gay ladder with the top step being full-blown gay, mm-hmm. and then maybe right below that bi.
Right.
Where Buzz, where would you put having sex with another man in the same room on
I
that
love
ladder?
That question, Ryan. That is a great – hang up and listen. I love your question. Yeah, really, that to me would mm-hmm. be a little weird. It would be a little weird. However, if the woman was so incredibly hot
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that thing was developing, the other guy would be – incidental.
It'd be like blinkers. Incidental. You have blinkers on.
Yeah. Blinders, you mean?
Blinkers or blinders, same thing.
Are you talking about what they put?
Blinkers?
What are you talking about?
On a horse race. On horses.
That's a blinder.
Blinders or blinkers.
Blinkers? Yeah. He knows. He was raised on a farm.
I like to turn my blinder on when I'm making a left on my Chevy, Rob. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm stupid. It's finally out.
Knew it would be.
He's the only one not drinking. So where does this fit on the whole gay scale?
Strictly straight, at least among the men.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer.
Was it
Oogie at all, or you know?
No, it wasn't about that. It wasn't Oogie that way.
No, really?
No glances exchanged or anything.
It was kind of like you with one and him with one. And how did you and your wife react after this was over?
Well, we talked. Everything was fine. I mean, we were happy.
Did you
about
feel
it.
A little uncomfortable afterwards?
No,
not even for a second.
No.
No thumbs up to each other?
No reason.
No. Did you bump fists?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. Did you have any kind of like, up, you know,
that's
like,
a good
yeah.
question, and the answer is yes.
Sweet.
Did you get a look at his junk?
Well, it would have been hard not to have seen that.
But did he have more or less than you?
I would say about the same.
Okay. Because if he had this, mm-hmm. it's not happening.
Set the table for me again, and I apologize.
No,
you're
it's
both
okay.
in the same room.
Right.
And you're both beating cheeks.
Yeah. Well, not precisely, but yeah, I get your idea.
Beaten cheeks.
That's horrible. Write that down.
I want to
steal that because really, you know, these are the slightly younger guys that have come up with new vernacular, which we need to in this business.
The illusion of
show.
Hip.
In this business of show, we have to come up with different ways to express what we're really talking about.
Right.
And I think that's right along the line, but really close to what you really want to say. Beating cheeks.
Yeah.
That's better than the beast with two
Mr.
backs.
Mr. Spicoli, I like that.
Nothing's better than
that. I'm going to put that on the board for the whole world to see. So as you know, the question was there.
Oscar's question was it awkward? And the answer is no, because everybody, I think, was on the same page.
Do you know why it wasn't awkward?
Why?
Because it's Buzz.
But if he would have come in with a baby arm with an apple in it, he would have pulled his pants down and that came out, would you still have been okay with it?
Because it didn't happen, I don't know. Okay. I mean, that would have been a different situation. I didn't anticipate it, and it didn't happen.
On a
so,
scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the entire experience?
I'm going to say 9.
Wow.
That's incredible.
And let me be the old queen here. Since they were on a nude beach, there was probably no surprises.
Oh, yeah. That's right. No surprises at all.
Good point, Rob. I didn't even think
so
of
we
that.
Were past
that's because
that.
Rob's not drinking. We were that's the reason.
That. And he's an old stupid queen.
Guess what? We have Buzz Babe candidates that we have to meet.
We must.
And, Rob, give me a little bit more here, okay? Because it sounds like I'm in a muddy swamp there. We'll meet the new Buzz Babe candidates.
All right.
And also, I think we're going to play a little party password. Password. When we come back, and my upper lip is not completely paralyzed because I've been drinking. McKenzie, you're welcome to hang around and meet the new candidates if you'd like to.
I'd love to.
You can hang around until next Thursday as far as I'm concerned. We'll take more of your phone calls as well. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.